movement of it, just to... Basically, it's used for mapping, it's used for...
Right, it's used for all different stuff throughout the county. It's based similar to what the Google is, but we use it for, like, you know, in the assessor's office. A road and bridge uses it just to help maintain the area in the county.
It also has LIDAR, maybe not this time, but in the past we've done LIDAR to where it has the elevation.
Yes, that is correct, but
also.
Not at this time.
Right. But again, the reason I just... If I were to read that, I go flyover imagery, I don't...
And also planning and zoning uses it almost daily.
That's correct, yes.
So it's not a... It's just a... They fly over...
It's no invasion of privacy.
It's no invasion of privacy.
No,
that's what
no.
I'm wanting to... Yeah. No. That's what I was trying to get at.
I'm sorry. No.
Did you guys have anything you want to discuss on, or are you just here for...
Just here.
Okay. I'm assuming they're participating in the cost over the area, over Hollister, and then because of that, we'll give them the information.
That is correct.
Do you guys have any questions?
I don't.
No.
Move to approve the intergovernmental cooperative agreement binding between the City of Hollister and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Is he with the company?
When did they think they'd be completed? I understand, did they start last week?
Yes. That I don't know, because it will depend on the weather, cloud cover, stuff like that. But they are in the area flying right now.
All right. Agreement for metal decorative fencing supplies, number 19030, Roden Bridge. I have a letter dated March 21st, 2019 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, reviewed the agreement for metal decorated fencing supplies agreement binding between Taney County and Wheeler Metals Incorporated. The agreement provides for the purchase of fencing supplies for Buchanan Road Shop and Transfer Station in the amount not to exceed $7,159.96. And he approves the agreement to form.
I move to approve the agreement between Metal Decorative Fencing Supplies and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Professional Sorry.
Yes, Wyatt.
Yes, sir.
And I'm sorry. What would you, on that motion, did you say between Wheeler Metal or did you just say decorative fencing supplies?
It doesn't have Wheeler Metal. It just has for metal.
It's the contract between Wheeler Metal and
Okay. Let's let me see. I'll make my motion. The agreement is between Wheeler Metal Fencing?
Yes.
Wheeler Metals Incorporated in Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Professional Service Agreement number 19-031AS. I have a letter dated March 21st, 2019 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. He reviewed the Professional Service Agreement binding between Taney County and Schneider Geospatial. The agreement provides for an add-on to Beacon for a mailing label generator. The cost under the agreement is $1,000.
Is this something that's just utilized by your office, or?
No, this would be an option to be utilized by the...
By anybody with access
anybody,
to
anybody, rather than the assessor's office or our office doing the work, they can do that themselves online.
So it's saves, one time.
Yeah. And that one time cost will save a lot of time in both offices and people from there.
Right, the assessor stepped up and he was willing to pay for it out of his budget, correct?
Yep. Yep. Thank you. It's good expenditure.
Yes. For the whole county.
Try to find that. Is it Schneider Geospatial?
I just saw it known as Schneider Company, the ABG Geospatial.
Move to approve the agreement by and between Taney County and Schneider Geospatial.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Did you read the rest of it?
The rest of the end of it because of the.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This morning I have personal property paid abatements. Abatement number is 300288 through 300292. On 300288, taxpayer was charged and paid on a boat motor that was an inboard motor. It was assessed as an outboard motor, but it's an inboard motor, so it would not have a separate assessment. 289, removed the 1993 Ford incorrectly assessed. Did not own the vehicle as January 1 of 2018. 291, taxpayer incorrectly assessed and paid for leased vehicle. And 292, system did not auto-depreciate the 2006 Scion in 2017 tax year. Taxpayer was overcharged. Please refund the amount assessed back to the taxpayer.
Any questions?
On the first one, abatement number 288, that's from 2016, so I guess it was fixed after that, or 17, 18, 19?
I would assume so, yes.
And then can we go back to 16? Is that?
16.
16 is the furthest back.
The furthest back we can go. 17, 18, because 19 is not.
It's still in 3 years.
That's 4 years ago.
19 doesn't exist yet.
That's not massive. 19 doesn't exist. Thank you.
There's discussion on that, whether you use 19 on the assessment year or the collector year.
Right. Label Exhibit A. Move to approve Exhibit A, dated 3/25 of 19.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
The next set of abatements I have is erroneous assessments, real estate. And abatement numbers are 204-429, 204-430, 204-431. On the one ending in 429, the property was erroneously assessed. There is a...
I don't see any changes.
This is an add-on value for 2018. We did, there was a split done. This lady sold a couple of lots off to the VFW in Rockaway. And when the split was done, they failed to put value on what was left under her name, so we're adding value.
Because it says ending residence of 3180 and the adjusted residence of 3180. So I didn't see any adjusted. So it's an add-on.
Well, it shows it on the form there.
On the very front form, the reason front it doesn't form. Show any adjustment there, it just shows that it's an add, the very front one. It just shows the, which is like a new tax.
So I'm saying on the, is that considered an erroneous assessment? Or is that considered a
add-on? I know it is, yes.
The statute allows if you miss a piece of property, you can pick it up. And but it would be has been assessed every year before then, and when the split was done, it would be erroneous they failed to add the value to that property. So I think for that reason, it would be erroneous.
On abatement 430, abated erroneous value should have been removed when combined with 5.00. And 431 should have been exempted due to the fact that it was being bought by a village or a city.
You guys have any questions on them?
No.
Label Exhibit B. Move to approve Exhibit B, dated 3/25/2019.
Second. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's all I have today.
MoDOT monthly update.
Good morning.
On our upcoming construction program for the entire 21 county district, and also the flyer that, or the fact sheet on the Long Creek Bridge. I'll get to both of those in just a second. Before I forget, because I tend to forget, our highway commission is going to be in our district in April. They will be having a meeting in April. It is April 2nd at 8 o'clock in the morning. I believe it's at University Plaza. And the reason they're in town is because we're having a, every year we host a innovation showcase for the entire state, DOT, where our employees compete for, prestige, I guess, mainly, very small amount of prize money. There is money that goes